This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Wednesday morning edition as I broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, across America on some of America's great radio stations. And special thanks goes out to our military men and women who are listening to us right now around the world via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, Border Patrol, and 911 dispatchers, too, for their service to America. And all those people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, and all those nighttime mechanics, too, as well as our construction workers. Thanks for all you do to keep America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website for all the different things we have over there. All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is with us. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
It is time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we got to start with this Jussie Smollett story. And the way I'm going to start is with his own words, telling everybody what he did and how thrilled he was that this was all over. But anyway, listen to this, and then we're just going to tear this apart.
First of all, I want to thank my family, my friends, the incredible people of Chicago and all over the country and the world who have prayed for me, who have supported me, who've shown me so much love. No one will ever know how much that has meant to me, and I will forever be grateful. I want you to know that not for a moment was it in vain. I've been truthful and consistent on every single level since day one. I would not be my mother's son if I was capable of one drop of what I've been accused of. This has been an incredibly difficult time, honestly one of the worst of my entire life. But I am a man of faith, and I'm a man that has knowledge of my history, and I would not bring my family, our lives, or the movement through a fire like this. I just wouldn't. So I want to thank my legal counsel from the bottom of my heart. And I would also like to thank the state of Illinois for attempting to do what's right. Now, I'd like nothing more than to just get back to work and move on with my life. But make no mistakes, I will always continue to fight for the justice, equality, and betterment of marginalized people everywhere. So again, thank you for all the support. Thank you for faith, and thank you to God. Bless y'all. Thank you very much.
Jussie, are your attackers still out there?
All right, well, there you go, and you heard the reporters trying to get something out of him afterwards, and it didn't happen. But, Kyle, here's the deal. We know that Michelle Obama was somehow indirectly involved in this. Her chief of staff, who is a lawyer friend of the state's attorney that was involved in this case, apparently spoke up on Jussie's behalf and asked her to go lightly or if she would consider dropping the charges and this, that, and the other. And she has political aspirations to move on somewhere else. But tonight it hit me. It dawned on me when I was watching Pam Bondi on Fox News, when Pam Bondi said, undoubtedly, somebody got $10,000 or whatever to look the other way and just close this chapter. The police in Chicago are mad in a wet hen. Rahm Emanuel, the mayor of Chicago, is mad in a wet hen. This is wrong. What do you say?
Well, it certainly is a stunning development in this case. Now, remember, Captain, there was a grand jury that indicted Mr. Smollett
16 counts.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And, of course, that means he would have been going to trial, basically. And, of course, usually there's good evidence if someone is indicted on something. Now, obviously, it leads to your day in court where mm-hmm. you can prove, you know, you can contest the evidence and try to prove your innocence. But here's the thing. You know, we're never going to get this opportunity to see this case play out because suddenly...
Whoa. Time out. Mm-hmm. The FBI is in the middle of an investigation for mail fraud with Mr. Jussie, because remember he mailed those threatening letters to himself?
That's right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so there could be a federal aspect to this, and we'll see how that progresses. But at least in the Chicago area, something now has, you know, in other words, something happened between these different prosecutors, and to come out...
Well, let me stop you again, because the name George Soros came up. He is a big donor to the state attorney who's at the center of the controversy.
That's right. I think we're talking about Kim Fox. I think.
Uh-huh.
That's right. And so, but, you know, what we're seeing, of course, is, again, this sort of extraordinary development, and we're told by the state's attorney, the Maggots, I believe is their name, they said that basically this is, you know, he's done all this community service, so, you know.
And who did he do the community service for?
Well, with the Rainbow Push Coalition.
And that is who?
Jesse Jackson.
Yeah.
That's
mm-hmm.
right.
Yep.
And so, but, and he gave the $10,000 bond, but, you know, all of this just kind of sounds like a joke. It doesn't sound like an actual adjudication. By the way, I think the prosecutor also said, well, he would get community service anyway, and so we feel that this is the good disposition for this case. I think the chief of police or the superintendent there in Chicago.
Oh, he's livid.
Yeah, Mary Manuel, and all of the detectives and police officers that worked on this case dropped everything and put the full resources of the Chicago PD
sure they did.
Behind this, they've got to have a little bit of a different opinion than I, Captain.
Well, Rahm Emanuel attacked Jussie and said there's no decency, this is injustice, just like the college admissions bribery scandal, because somebody got paid off.
Well, we figure that something weird happened in this, and but it's interesting too that he's going out and then maintaining his innocence. So my central question would be, just like that reporter was asking him, what about the actual attackers? But of course, we kind of know who attacked him already.
All righty, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more with Kyle Warner, professor of politics. It's going to be an interesting night tonight, so don't go anywhere. We're coming right back. Kathy's going to give you the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit EscapeRightNow.com. Do it now. It's free. EscapeRightNow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. EscapeRightNow.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
The professor of politics and host of the Kyle Warren Show, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are, and that's Kyle Warren, and Kyle Warren's on the phone. But before we get back to Kyle Warren on the telephone, I want to let you know that this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Geico. Geico Insurance, spelled G-E-I-C-O. Now, Geico can insure more than just your car or your truck. They can also insure just about everything that you own, including your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, even your RV. And they can even be able to help you with your homeowners and renters insurance, too. So go to their website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, or go to the yellow pages or the white pages of your phone book and make sure that you get their phone number and give them a call. Always remember to tell them the captain sent you. You're going to save money just like I did. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Got to talk about the Barr and Attorney General Barr and the Mueller report. Now, the Democrats came out and said, well, we want this report in our hands by April the 2nd, and yeah, better be here. Well, the Attorney General yesterday said that he's planning on releasing the report. Redacted report, because there's things in there that they can't release. There are laws in place where there are certain things that can't be in there. And we know the Democrats are saying, well, we want it all. But they better go check with the Supreme Court, who already ruled on what can and cannot be released in deals like this, right?
They're exactly right, yeah.
And according to the Justice Department, the Democrats have been demanding the release of the special counsel's full report, as well as all the evidence behind it. And six House chairmen, Democratic chairmen, wrote Barr a letter on Monday giving him an April 2nd date to submit to the full report to Congress, although it's all but certain that he won't meet their deadline because he's already said it'll take a matter of weeks, 2 to 3, maybe 4 weeks, to get everything together. And I believe that. I believe it's going to take time to do this.
Well, it will. And, of course, the Democrats in Congress maybe just aren't really interested in the fact that there's a statutory framework here. There's a DOJ policy framework here that is not something that just happened overnight. It's not something that is being done willy-nilly. These are the procedures they have to go through. But, of course, you know, Captain, I think that the Democrats are just desperate to try to continue to stoke this fire. If you remember, they always said that Mueller was going to be, you know, the end all to this whole thing. We're just going to wait for Mueller to tell us all about collusion, and in their minds, then they could proceed to impeachment or whatever.
Yeah.
But of course, that didn't happen. So now they have to vilify Mueller. They have to go after Attorney General Barr, and they have to say things like, "Well, we need the full report." But that's the same old trick they were using on the American people before, when they said we have to wait for Mueller's conclusions. Now they got the conclusions. It's not what they want. Now somehow the magic is going to be in the full report, and they're trying to get that.
And senior advisor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, was on Fox talking to Bill Hemmer and his assistant, Ms. Smith. And this is what she had to say. Question and then the answer.
How does the president want to move on, obviously, Republicans going on offense here? We saw that press conference with Lindsey Graham yesterday. He wants a second special counsel here. He's calling for investigating how this all began and what was happening inside the DOJ and the FBI to stop President Trump from winning the 2016 election. So has the president spoken with Lindsey Graham? How does the president want to see his party proceed here?
Those on Capitol Hill who are in charge of such investigations will continue forward and will be watching. But in the interest of, quote, transparency and accountability to watchwords of the last 2+ years, let's see how this all started. Did we have people, in fact, at the top levels of the DOJ and the FBI trying to sit on the scales of justice to try to prevent Donald Trump from being elected president? And after he was elected president, trying to prevent him from taking office, getting that insurance policy, making fun of his voters, sprinkling their venom all over town, unmasking Mike Flynn. Let's see what led to the FISA warrant application being approved.
Let's get to
the bottom of that phony dossier that got this party started, the DNC and Hillary Clinton funding it, because I'll tell you, those people at the DOJ and the FBI at the time, they had besmirched the good reputations and integrity of the 25 to 35,000 men and women who work in that department and do their jobs honorably.
Well, there you go, right?
Exactly. Absolutely. Yeah, it seems to me, Captain, that, you know, there's going to be a lot of pushback on the idea of having investigations about the investigation, as it were. But the investigation, the special counsel, you know, we know from Jim Comey, he leaked all that stuff, wanting to get a special counsel going. We know now, of course, it was a big hoax, et cetera. But there is good evidence that this hoax was, in fact, manufactured, put together, and so that's good reason to have a subsequent investigation. Because, Captain, if they could put together a special counsel who can break down people's doors in the early morning hours and scare people and do all this kind of stuff, if they can do it to all these people that they did it to, ruin their lives, they can do it to any American, and that's why we have to make sure this kind of thing never happens again.
Well, Senator Lindsey Graham, who's the chairman of the Senate Judicial Committee, came out and said that they are going to start a probe of the FBI's handling of the 2016 election, and all of this is going to come to play as they get into the mix and find out what it is that transpired and who the players were, who the people were that put this fake narrative out there.
Well, exactly right. And they have every good reason to do that, because the American people also, by the way, you know, the FBI people that did this, these high-ranking FBI officials and so forth, they besmirched the honor of the FBI rank and file that do their job every day to protect us from terrorists and solve crimes and do all these kinds of things. That's just a terrible thing.
And here's a little bit more of Kellyanne Conway finishing up what it was that she was talking about here.
The former president, that same category. I asked you that because I know you went after Adam Schiff yesterday, and you had the leading edge of calling him to step down as head of the House Intel Committee. I don't know if you're going to get your wish on that. James Freeman writes in the Wall Street Journal today about Mueller and the Obama accounting. He says the former president now owes the country an explanation for the historic abuse of government surveillance powers. Do you agree with that assessment?
I think we ought to know what happened in that last administration, and what we do know didn't happen is that the Obama administration and the president himself knew that Russia was trying to interfere in our election and did nothing about it. Why did they do nothing about it? Is it because they were sure Hillary would win, or they didn't want to deal with it in the last months of their administration? And then you get people running roughshod over the justice process at the FBI, trying to rob tens of millions of Americans their rightful voice at the ballot box by sitting on the scales of justice. So, sure, let's at least see who did what when, because had she gotten elected, we would never know any of this. This may have been, so we know that no one in the Trump campaign was colluding with Russia, was talking to Russia. But do we know that the FBI, that a couple of bad actors at the FBI and the Department of Justice in the Obama administration, could we say the same about them? Wouldn't it be something if that's really where the collusion, the coordination, and perhaps the conspiracy was happening? But those who want to move on, they got this party started.
Kellyanne, you
had that phony dossier and have gone from there. So let's let it all hang out and let America, we're patient people, we'll be here for the next 6 years. So let's at least take the time so that America gets the full story.
There you go.
That's right. For the next 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Yeah, and America does deserve the full story. And we're already seeing some movement in the polls, Captain. We know that a recent Reuters Ipsos poll found that 48% of Americans still believe Trump worked with Russia. That's because of the daily dose of Russia collusion.
Mm-hmm.
But that's down 6 points since the Mueller report conclusions were made public. It's going in the right direction, and we're trying to make that continue.
All you have to do is pay attention to the stated facts that are out there, not the innuendo, not the rumors, but the stated facts that are out there, and you'll come to the same conclusion.
Exactly right.
Now, with all of that being said, yesterday the House failed to override the veto of the president, so therefore that's dead on return back to the House, and the president is free now to go ahead with his state of emergency and build the wall with whatever funds they've got.
Well, that's exactly right. It's not going to pass in the House. Historically, of course, he had history on his side for that. So now the president will move ahead, we would expect, and this is going to be the next big battlefield, because, of course, it'll be challenged in courts after courts after courts. But because the Democrats know that if President Trump is able to keep his promise about enhancing the border wall, he's going to get reelected.
All right, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, as we truck along during the middle of the night here. And we are broadcasting live in a living color from Tampa, Florida, so don't go anywhere. Kathy, tell everybody how to call us.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Trump administration has changed direction on the Affordable Care Act. The administration had earlier argued for keeping parts of Obamacare, but now it tells a federal appeals panel it agrees with a lower court ruling that the law should be declared unconstitutional since Congress repealed the fines on uninsured people. If the law does go away, it could leave millions uninsured, giving Nancy Pelosi and Democrats a chance to highlight GOP reversals on health care.
They say one thing and they do another.
She says Democrats are working on legislation to shore up the law, but the president says the GOP will be the one to rescue it.
The Republican Party will soon be known as the party of health care.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 141 points, the S&P up 20, and the NASDAQ up 54. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And yesterday, I want to thank everybody that turned out at the Mission Barbecue at West Waters Avenue here in Tampa Bay, up in the Town and Country section. We had a big crowd there yesterday. We had a full table of folks there, and we had people around us. We met some military guys, shook their hands, a couple of military policemen shook their hands, said thank you for your service, and met some other folks in and about around Mission Barbecue. So always happy to see that, and got a good group of guys that showed up. So that is what it is. We had our buddy Patrick Hyland there, and his buddy from his radio show was with him. And then we had Sean. Sean made an appearance, so we now know what Sean looks like. And, of course, we had John and Bill and Jeff and myself and, oh, gosh, there were some a couple of other people there that I couldn't, can't remember who they were. Oh, another John. All right, there you go. But anyway, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, there's a report that McDonald's, who normally would be lobbying against the minimum wage, is boosting the likely passage of the House bill and raising the minimum wage by Democrats by not participating. That's not a bad idea, I don't think.
Well, right, exactly. Yeah, that's probably going to allow the House Democrats to go ahead and get through with their efforts to raise the minimum wage. Yes.
Now, keep in mind, McDonald's has got those self-serve kiosks there. You've seen them.
Oh, yes, yeah, I've seen them popping up in my area, for sure.
Yeah, and we got a bunch of them here around Tampa Bay, so be careful what you wish for.
Well, that's right. Well, you see, again, businesses are always going to find ways to streamline and to save money. And a lot of times when you have a government mandate, the businesses are going to say, if we can't absorb that, if we can't deal with that in terms of our budget, we're going to find alternatives. And that's exactly what you see with these kinds of kiosks.
Now, why in the world would the Patriots owner, Robert Kraft, who pled not guilty to the charges against him from the massage parlor, why would he request a jury trial when all that's going to do is put this out there on the front page of every newspaper in the country when he could have just done something different?
That's a real, real good question. From what we know from the news reports, and again, these are just the news reports that have come out, the authorities said that they've got videotape and this kind of stuff, or, you know, a surveillance footage that seems to buttress their case.
From inside.
From inside.
Yeah, where he actually, well, for lack of better words, enticed the women to do things for him.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. So that's what we have learned in these different reports. So one would think that, right, you would try to get,
And he enticed them with money. That's what they make, and that's what he did, and that's what went on. Now, Mitch McConnell, certainly is no fan of, AOC, and, she's no fan of his. And he said yesterday that solving climate change is complex and the Green New Deal is not the answer. Now, they voted on that in the Senate. 57-0, it got voted down. And all of the Democrats, but four of them, voted present.
Right. And
the other Democrats voted against it.
Well, that's right. Well, this did exactly what I think Leader McConnell was trying to do, and that is to get people on record. Now, obviously, voting present isn't a yes or a no, but it does speak volumes, though, I think, about what's going on in terms of who's coming for control of the Democrat Party with this, you know, ridiculous on its face Green New Deal. It would simply be a resolution, of course, but in other words, it's non-binding. But really, the Democrat Party is in free fall to a great degree because, you know, how can you go around talking about, in a serious manner, the idea of getting rid of cows and airplanes and cars and all this kind of stuff? And, you know, it just makes no sense. There's absolutely no practicality to any of this. And so what we saw today was this chaos on display of the Democrat Party.
Well, I can't swim across Tampa Bay to get here, so I guess I'd have to take a skateboard and hang up a broom with a bed sheet to use the wind to allow me to come across the bridge because I couldn't drive a gas vehicle anymore, right?
Right, exactly. You know, and again, this whole thing, the Green New Deal and all that, it's the basis for a further control system in order to either tax people, you know, to the nth degree, get more government control over people's daily lives, instead of promoting perhaps practical things. You know, in fact, I watched a documentary last couple of days about the idea of actually creating these cleaners that would actually begin to take the carbon out of the atmosphere. I mean, on a grand scale, you can do these kinds of things. And if we're talking about moonshots and World War II, well, we should put our efforts into actually doing something and not restricting what people can do, because Russia and China, to name two examples, are never going to do what Ocasio-Cortez tells them to do on this.
Now, what is gerrymandering?
Gerrymandering is redrawing the districts for political favor, basically.
All right. Well, the definition that the Supreme Court is using is the practice of drawing electoral district lines in favor of one political party, individual, or constituency over another. And currently the Supreme Court is hearing two gerrymandering cases, one from North Carolina. It's called Rucho versus Common Cause. The court will hear the appeal of a district court judge ruling that found that North Carolina's congressional map constituted an illegal partisan gerrymandering favoring Republicans. And the SCOTUS will also decide whether or not the plaintiffs, Common Cause, and a League of Women Voters of North Carolina have standing to press their partisan gerrymandering claims and whether such claims can be decided by the courts. But in the meantime, the second one is in Maryland. It's Lamone versus Benesek. And the court will hear the appeal of another district court. Their ruling found that Maryland's congressional map constituted an illegal partisan gerrymandering favoring Democrats. Now, the Supreme Court will also decide whether or not the district court panel articulated unmanageable legal claims, erred in how it viewed evidence, and abused its discretion in issuing an injunction against further use of maps. Also, in both cases, the district courts ruled that the maps in question should not be used for the 2020 congressional elections, which will be the last cycle before the redistricting that occurs after the upcoming census.
Right, and a lot of this centers around the notion of the Supreme Court getting involved in these kinds of things, because at the state levels, these maps are drawn by essentially political parties, basically, and so the Supreme Court may be more reluctant to try to really get involved with this, especially if there are commissions or other appointed bodies that will deal with this kind of problem at the state level. This is what we understand from, for example, Judge Justice Gorsuch and also brand new Justice Kavanaugh. They're talking about this idea. If there's activity going on to deal with this at the state level, they may be more reluctant. But you're right. We'll see if we get any kind of decisions out of this, and they would be far-reaching, that's for sure.
Now, there have been some gunshots and exchanges back and forth between Israel and the Palestinian forces over there in Gaza. Israeli aircraft bombed targets across the Gaza Strip, and Gaza terrorists fired rockets into Israel early yesterday, as well as a little bit later on in the day, the second day of the cross-border fighting that erupted in the last stretch of the closely contested race. Right now, for the Israeli prime minister, everybody's thinking, well, not everybody, but some people are thinking that Benjamin Netanyahu is using this to his political advantage. Well, whether he is or not is not the issue. The issue is Palestine is lobbing missiles into Israel, and that can't be done.
It can't be done, and whenever we hear about these kinds of events in Israel, we have to also remember the proximity of lobbing the missiles from the Palestinian areas into Israel proper, this kind of thing. It is so close together, generally speaking, that there's just no margin for error, and certainly when these missiles are launched or these rockets are launched, they're indiscriminate. They're not targeting any kind of military thing. They're targeting innocent people, and that's why this is such a real bad situation.
Well, they just fire them into a group of houses or try to get them into occupied part of the city, and every now and then they get lucky. Most of the time they can't hit the targets, whatever the targets happen to be, but it is what it is.
Yeah, most unfortunately. And so, yes, it will play out in the Israeli elections, I'm sure. This is a big flare-up. We haven't seen such a flare-up for a few years, really. So this is going to be very important to see how this plays out.
All right, well, the music is coming up in my ear. Tell everybody how we can hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we look forward to talking to you again. So stay out of trouble, stay low, and we'll talk to you a little bit later.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we're very happy to have him on the program. Now, when we come back, we're going to be talking about the latest highways and byways report we've got out there. We have got a storm, again, off the West Coast that's coming to the East Coast, and it's starting to affect the Sierra Nevadas, but there's a lot more going on besides just snow in the Sierra Nevadas, and we'll tell you all about that. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting from Tampa, Florida.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to The Captain's America, Third Watch, with the captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Well, I pulled out of Pittsburgh, rolling down that eastern seaboard. I got my diesel wound up, and she's running like I never before. There's a speed zone ahead, well, all right. I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got me 10 forward gears on a Georgia overdrive. I'm taking little white pills and my eyes open wide. I just passed the Jimmy and a wine. I've been a-passing everything in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
All righty, that's Dave Dudley, 6 days on the road, and he's going to make it home tonight, and that's pretty good for him if, when you've been out on the road for 6 days. This portion of the program brought to you by our good friends at Moss Family Automotive. Again, Moss Family Automotive, four dealerships to serve you. And the only words you need to remember are you serve, you save. That means all active duty military. all veterans, all first responders get preferred pricing, saving you thousands of dollars on brand new automobiles, cars, and trucks. And that is a real beauty of a thought, because they've got some great vehicles at Moss Family Automotive. Now, a strong Pacific storm will start to impact the west to the Rockies and into the plains. Now, what's going to happen here is isolated thunderstorms associated with the Pacific storm may produce locally heavy rain, gusty winds, and hail for portions of the west, and another round of heavy snow measured in feet for the northern California mountains above 5,000 feet. Now, Reno, stay on the lookout, because Reno West going up over Donner, I would not be surprised if you have some problems starting later today up that-a-way. And, of course, this is all going to move to the east, so it'll be coming across Nevada. And I will say that as the storm moves inland, heavy snow will develop in the northern Rockies throughout the mid part of the week. It's already starting up there in Montana. You've got a winter storm watch, a winter storm warning in parts of Montana right now. And Colorado, watch yourself. Utah, watch yourself. Up there around Flagstaff, Arizona, and to the east across North Dakota and South Dakota, you'll probably have some snow moving your way a little bit later in the week. And, of course, with everything that's going on, that's not necessarily good. Now, also, the midweek, it's expected to spread. This weather is expected to spread across the central Rockies and into the plains, and it's probably going to move into the upper Great Lakes, where right now you've got some rain. And we'll start out with the west. We'll start out with the eastern part, northeastern part, central, actually the central part of Idaho tonight, where we have some high winds around Boise. And then going towards Montana, out of Boise, you've got snow, general amount of snow coming down. It's a winter storm watch in that area. And then you've got some rain intermixed. As the temperature drops, it'll become all snow. Right there around Bozeman, you've got some snow and a winter storm warning on top of the higher elevations there, 5,000 feet. Rain off to the east. And tonight, North Dakota, again, rain from Minot down to Fargo. That's getting to be a regular thing. It's been that way for several days. Rain on and off, and the rain in the western part of Minnesota, going down towards Moorhead, Minnesota. And be careful there, because a lot of those rivers are over their banks in that area. And then fog in the central part of North Dakota tonight. And the northern part of South Dakota, you've got fog. With rain in the northwestern part of South Dakota, you've got rain in the northwestern part of Nebraska. You've got some rain in Wyoming, western part of Wyoming. And rain west of I-25 up over the top of the slopes going towards the Utah line. And then some rain inside Utah as well tonight. You do have some scattered showers tonight in Northeastern Illinois, Chicago. Looks like you're going to get a little bit of snow. And the southwestern part of Michigan, you're going to get some snow. You got some windy conditions up on the Great Lakes as well in the northern peninsula. And Illinois, Chicago, you'll probably stay with some rain for the next day or so. And Indiana, you've got rain across the northern part of Indiana. Certainly all of I-80 is going to be affected, and I-92 for that matter, the turnpike. And then Toledo, that's about where the rain is going to stop right there. Now, on the eastern coast of the U.S., got some high wind scattered around there. We'll have some wind down here in Florida today, too, by the way. Gusts up to around 22 to 25 miles an hour. But there is some weather that's going up the east coast, and it's going to give some rip tides and some wind as well along the ocean side there. So keep that all in mind. Now, again, reminding you that you serve, you save. Moss Family Automotive. Now, we've got a lot of things going on with them. We're going to be doing some more things, which I'll let you know about as we get closer to the events with Moss Family Automotive. And we're moving around to the different dealers. They have four dealers, so we've already been to the Chevy dealer, Moss Family Chevrolet, here on Northdale Mabry in Tampa. And we've already been to Crystal River. And the next place we'll probably be going to will be Newport Richey. Just don't know exactly when. And we'll be going back to Crystal River probably in another couple of months because that was a very successful event that we had up there in Crystal River. And we thank them all for being so nice to us and welcoming us up there and having such a great group of people working there. That's what it's all about, Moss Family Automotive. Great people doing great things for the community, and it's always a pleasure, always a privilege, and an honor to be able to be there. And don't forget, coming up Friday of this week, I will be at the Mission Barbecue, Bruce B. Downs Boulevard, which is right down the street from down the street and around the corner from James Haley. If you know where James Haley is, you veterans, stop on by. Just come on down a little bit further, about 500 or 600 feet, and on the same side of the road, you'll see the Mission Barbecue. Now, Friday is National Vietnam Veterans Appreciation Day. All Vietnam veterans will get a free meal at lunch and a free dessert. So stop by, see us. There'll be a bunch of other things going on there. We're going to have a color guard. We're going to have some other things going on. People will be recognized. It's going to be a great day. We'll have a lot of the Captain's Army there. I got a table. There'll be six of us there for sure. And we're just looking forward to seeing everybody that can make it on Friday, 12 noon to 1:30, Mission Barbecue, right there on Bruce B. Downs. Just a little bit past the James A. Haley VA Center that's right there, Medical Center, on the same side of the road. So look forward to seeing you there, and it's going to be just a great day. It's going to be just a great day. Now, coming up, right after the top of the hour news, we've got Ms. Rosemary, our prayer intercessor, and I'm sure she's going to have a lot to say because we covered a lot of ground in that first hour. And unfortunately, we had a very pathetic situation happen in Chicago, Illinois. But it happens all the time with the privileged. They're able to buy their way out, literally, buy their way out of situations. And that is exactly what happened with Mr. Jussie. Make no mistake about it. Pam Bondi was talking about the $10,000 that... She just threw that number out there that probably the bond, the cash bond, the $10,000 that he got back, probably went to somebody's campaign. But we'll have to wait and see. We'll have to wait and see. Okay, this is the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting all across the country from Tampa, Florida, and I'll be right back right after top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your...
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.